the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How lovely is your dwelling place,
O Lord of hosts.
My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord.
My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God.
Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself.
There she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house,
ever singing your praise.
Blessed are those whose strength is in you,
in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs.
The early rain also covers it with pools.
They go from strength to strength.
Each one appears before God in Zion.
O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer.
Give ear, O God of Jacob.
Behold our shield, O God.
Look on the face of your anointed.
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor.
No good things does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
O Lord of hosts,
blessed is the one who trusts in you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood satisfied. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God,
as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple in the substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Purification of Mary and the Presentation of our Lord is from 1 Samuel chapter 1. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli, and she said, "Oh, my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence, praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 2. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go?
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice, according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the children's message. Good morning. So in our gospel reading today, Jesus was 40 days old, just a little baby, and he went to the temple to be presented to the Lord. And his mother also went to the temple for her purification. They did all of these things according to the law of the Lord. And as you listen to the reading, the gospel reading, they kept saying over and over, they came according to the law of the Lord. They offered the sacrifice according to the law of the Lord. Jesus was presented according to the law of the Lord. And they did everything according to the law. Now, when there's a law, when there's a rule, what do we have to do? When we have to follow the rule, we have to obey it. And then when we don't follow the law, we don't follow the rule, what happens? You get punished. You get in trouble when you don't follow the law. Well, sometimes we don't follow the law, we don't follow the rules, but in our gospel reading, we remember that Jesus did follow all of the rules. Jesus followed all of the law. And so for those times when we don't follow the law, Jesus gives us his perfect obedience. Jesus forgives our sins. So it's as if we followed the law because Jesus followed that law in our place. And so we remember that today on this presentation, that Jesus followed the law, and now the punishment that we were supposed to get, because we get punished when we break the law, that punishment went on Jesus. So he died on the cross. He took the punishment for all of our sins. He didn't break the law. We did. But Jesus is punished, and so since he's punished in our place, then we're not punished. It's like an exchange. All of our breaking of the rules goes to Jesus and that punishment, and everything that Jesus does to follow the law goes to us. So it's like we obey the law. We live by the law. So let us give thanks to God that he calls us righteous, calls us obedient for the sake of Christ. And let us pray. Dear God,
we are sorry
for when we break the law. We thank you that Jesus followed the law in our place through Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Go back to your seats. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Exodus chapter 13, after the Lord delivered his people on the night of the Passover, Moses told the people of Israel, "When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your fathers, and shall give it to you, you shall set apart to the Lord all that first opens the womb. Every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And when in time to come your son asks you, 'What does this mean?' you shall say to him, 'By a strong hand the Lord brought us up out of Egypt from the house of slavery. For when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.' Every firstborn belonged to the Lord, a reminder that the Lord delivers." Moses spoke these words with the authority of divine law. "Thus says the Lord, every firstborn is mine." Every firstborn would be sacrificed to the Lord, put in service to do the Lord's work. The firstborn could serve the Lord in his temple as a son serves in the house of his father. Indeed, they were the Lord's sons. They belonged to him. If the Lord pressed all of them into his service, the temple would be full of firstborn sons. So the Lord graciously allows that the firstborn could be redeemed, bought back. The parents would be able to buy back the firstborn sons by means of a sacrifice. That sacrifice was specified in the law of Moses. Most of the parents in Israel would buy back their firstborn son so that he would live as part of the family. Some parents did not redeem their firstborn. For example, Hannah had prayed for a child from the Lord. Hannah's husband, Elkanah, had two wives. The other wife had children, many children, but Hannah had none. So Hannah prayed to the Lord. She was in the temple at Shiloh, mouthing the words from her heart, but no sound came out. The priest Eli saw her and thought she was drunk. Yet Hannah's prayer was faithful. O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head. The son is Samuel, named so because she had asked for him from the Lord. The Lord hears and answers and grants the gift. So now, as long as Samuel lives, he is lent to the Lord. Samuel will serve in the temple and grow to be a faithful prophet to the Lord. Samuel's service to the Lord was faithful. Samuel served Israel at a difficult time. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. God called out to Samuel at night, and Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established as a prophet of the Lord. Samuel is set aside wholly to the Lord to do the Lord's work. Eventually, Samuel will anoint kings. He even anoints David with oil in the midst of his brothers. As Samuel serves, he does what the Lord instructs him to do. The Lord gave instructions to Samuel, go to Jesse's house, and there's David, and anoint him, for this is he. So Samuel served and anointed David according to the word of the Lord. Jesus puts himself under the law of Moses, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. The child Jesus, born of woman, is brought to the temple. Mary is there for her purification, as the purification of mothers was set to be 40 days after giving birth to a son. Mary and Joseph go to the temple to adhere to the law of Moses. The parents bring this child according to the law of the Lord. Jesus goes to the temple as the firstborn, as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord." Jesus is set aside, called holy to the Lord. As Jesus' parents bring him to the temple, they recall that the Lord delivered his people out of slavery by a mighty hand. The Lord brought his people up out of slavery. Back when Israel was enslaved in Egypt, the people feared that slavery. The people were miserable under slavery. The commands, the tasks, they were all harsh to the people, so they cried out to the Lord, "Lord, this slavery is just too much for us to bear." God heard their groaning. God remembered their covenant. God acted to bring his firstborn, Israel, out of slavery so that they would serve him. Samuel's service in the temple, assisting the priest, and then as prophet, are his service to the Lord. Samuel is lent to the Lord. His life belongs to the Lord. Samuel, by this service, looks ahead to Jesus, as Jesus too lives in service to the Lord. Jesus serves as priest. He is the priest of God, the high priest. Jesus prepares the sacrifice. Certainly Jesus is that sacrifice that comes into the temple as Mary and Joseph bring a sacrifice for purification and presentation. They bring in a pair of turtle doves, a sacrifice that is allowed to the poor. Mary and Joseph and Jesus come from a house of poverty. Yet along with that pair of turtle doves as a sacrifice, they bring the sacrifice to the temple, Jesus. Jesus serves both as priest and as the sacrifice. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is salvation, salvation for all people. Jesus is that light that reveals salvation to the Gentiles. Jesus is for the glory of the people Israel. Jesus saves Gentiles and Jews alike. What wonderful good news! His father and mother marveled at what is said about him. Now they hear these words of promise that this little child is salvation for all of mankind. Jesus is the firstborn son. In his service as the firstborn son, he buys back, he redeems all of his brothers. The service that Jesus offers as firstborn is a reminder of that great salvation on the night of the Passover. On that night, God's people were slaves, and then God acted. God slayed the firstborn of Egypt, but then he passed over the firstborn of Israel. The blood that was on the doorpost, that blood was the sign. And when the angel of death saw that blood, he passed over. He spared the lives of Israel's firstborn. Thus, they were free. They were free to serve God on his mountain. So it is with Christ and how he delivers all of his brothers from slavery. Jesus' service as firstborn is to free his brothers from slavery to sin, slavery to death. How we groan and we cry out about this slavery that we are stuck in. We are enslaved to sin and to death. We cry out to God, we groan, "Oh Lord, these sins are weighing us down. We know the law of the Lord and we have not done it. These sins burden our conscience, for we know what we have done. We know the punishment that our sins deserve. In this slavery, we have no one to blame but ourselves." Those sins enslave us, and even more, the consequence of our sin enslaves us. The wages of sin is death, and death is a fearful thing. When a plane falls out of the sky on video, everyone gets really afraid of death really quickly. And the spiritual Pharaoh, the devil, keeps us afraid of death our entire life. You deserve death. You can't escape it. The devil makes us afraid. He keeps telling us those things to make us afraid and fear death. Who would free us from this fear and this slavery? The blood of the Lamb rescues from slavery to Pharaoh. The blood of the firstborn son, Jesus, rescues us from this slavery. Jesus is set aside as holy to the Lord that by his service, through his death, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. The Lord delivers his people on the night of the Passover, so they are no longer slaves to Pharaoh, but now they serve the Lord. The firstborn son, Jesus, on Good Friday, delivers all those who, through fear of death, were subject to lifelong slavery, so now they are in service to the Lord. Jesus helps the offspring of Abraham. Jesus becomes like them, he becomes like us, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God. As Jesus makes propitiation for the sins of the people, propitiation where that sin is covered, where blood covers that sin, the punishment for that sin is turned aside. The sacrifice carries the sin. Jesus carries that sin. The punishment is the blood, and that punishment, the blood is shed to be that punishment. Jesus bears that punishment for you. Jesus makes propitiation for your sins, so you are delivered from death. As Israel walks out of captivity to Pharaoh, so you will walk out of captivity to death to eternal life with God. As Christ is brought to the temple, set aside for service to God, called holy to the Lord, so also with those with whom Christ has become like. Christ has become like you. Therefore, you are set aside, you are holy to the Lord, your life is a life of service to God, and our service to God brings us into the Lord's presence. The Lord is with us with his holy supper. The Lord provides a feast, the Lamb, who was slain for the sins of the world. We come into the Lord's presence and we eat and drink to receive forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And as we leave the table, we sing the Nuktamenus, the Song of Simeon. We sing along with him, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. So as we leave the table, we are ready to die. Death is nothing to be afraid of, for our Lord has saved us from the fear of death. And our Lord will bring us into his presence to serve him eternally in heaven. How wonderful it would be to serve the Lord there. The psalmist exudes wonder at the certainty of our service with God in heaven. As he says, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. We would serve God in his temple with all of the firstborn that the Lord has brought out of slavery, out of that slavery to death. So we would serve him in his house forever. Amen. Now the peace which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. And invite the church council members to come forward for installation. Beloved in the Lord, Holy Scripture admonishes us that all things should be done decently and in order. To that end, the Constitution and bylaws of this congregation establish various offices to which men and women are elected and appointed to serve. In so doing, the church follows the example of the early Christian church as described in Acts chapter 6. The 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, it is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. The Apostle Peter writes in his first epistle, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And our officers and church council members, Kathy Ashemeyer, Chair, Dan Ludman, Vice Chair, Linda Kramer, Secretary, Randy Roars, Treasurer, Randy Miller, Elder, Jeff Federke, Elder, Terry Bosselman, Trustee, Todd Greaser, Trustee, Mark Kramer, Trustee, Tony Miller, Assistant Treasurer, Jenny Bischoff, Financial Secretary, Julie Miller, Assistant Financial Secretary, and Mike Grooms, Head Usher. You have been chosen to fill specific offices and positions of responsibility at Zion Lutheran Church. You are to work with the pastor that our life together in Christ may be orderly and pleasing in his sight. You are to see that the services of God's house are held at the proper time, that the word of God is purely preached and taught according to the Lutheran confessions, that the sacraments of Christ are administered according to his institution, that provision is made for the Christian instruction of young and old, that the erring are admonished, and that discipline is maintained. You are to see that the temporal affairs of the congregation are properly administered and that proper support is provided for the workers of this congregation. You are to assist in caring for the poor and the sick, in cultivating harmony among the members, in promoting the general welfare of the congregation, and in furthering the kingdom of Christ here and throughout the world. While holiness of life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of the congregation, it is especially important that you, as office bearers in his church, show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to him in service and Christian devotion. In the presence of God and of this congregation, I therefore ask you Do you accept the offices entrusted to you, and do you promise faithfully to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord and conforming yourself to his word in accordance with the faith of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? If so, then answer, I do.
I do.
Beloved in the Lord, you have heard the promises of faithfulness spoken by these men and women whom you have selected to serve as officers of Zion Lutheran Church. Do you promise to support them in their work, to remember them in your prayers, and to work with them to the best of the abilities that God has given you, so that he may be glorified and his work be done in our midst? If so, then answer, we do.
We do.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, I install you as church council members of Zion Lutheran Church in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Almighty and most merciful God enlighten and strengthen you in your offices, that you may be good and faithful stewards to the glory of his name and the good of his people.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks that you have raised up these servants for work among your people. We humbly implore you to grant them by your Holy Spirit those gifts needed for the faithful carrying out of their tasks, most especially wisdom, strength, and willing hearts. Let your blessing rest upon this congregation. Strengthen the faith, quicken the love, and enkindle the zeal of its members, that your name may be glorified, and that here and in all places under heaven, the kingdom of your Son may be advanced. We remember with thanksgiving those who have faithfully served your people and have now completed their time of service. We pray that in the end of days, we, with all your faithful people, may hear the voice of Christ saying, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Go in the name of the Lord. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Let us pray. In addition to the prayers listed in the bulletin, we have prayers of thanksgiving for Pastor Carl Rockroar, thankful for his successful shoulder surgery, and prayers of thanksgiving with Joseph for thanks at his for his successful knee surgery. Both are home recovering. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For faith like Simeon, who trusted God's promise that he would not die until he had seen the Savior, that trusting in Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, we who have received his body and blood and behold him by faith would be prepared for the day we meet him face to face. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors in Christ, that the Lord who sent his Son to the temple and placed him in the hands of blessed Saint Simeon would abide with those placed in the office of the holy ministry, that their hands would be ever ready to deliver his gifts to his people and their lips bold to speak the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our homes, that they would be places where the truth of God is taught and confessed, that husbands would love their wives with the courage and compassion of Joseph, and wives submit to their husbands with the grace and respect of Mary, and that all parents would be blessed in their work of instructing their children in the word of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have been placed in authority over us, that they would serve with integrity and honor, having the welfare of all in mind, and for our country, that division, conflict, and strife would give way to unity, peace, and quietness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the suffering, sick, and sorrowful, especially Alice, Margaret, Charlotte, Bernetta, Mary Ellen, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Michael, Ray, Lane, Chelsea, Norma, Dan, Ron, Renee, Betty, Leo, Brenda, Tegan, Carl, and Joseph, that our Heavenly Father would hear Jesus' intercession for these afflicted members of the church and bless them by his loving visitation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who receive the Lord's Supper this day, that they would behold their salvation in the very body and blood of Christ given for them, and with Saint Simeon be well prepared to depart in peace according to God's word. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Join these, our prayers and praises, with those of your faithful people of all times and places, and unite them in the ceaseless petitions of our great High Priest, Jesus Christ, until he comes again in glory as victorious Lord of all. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks, praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, sharing your eternal splendor, was presented on this day in your temple in the substance of our human flesh, and revealed by the Spirit as the glory of Israel and the light of all peoples. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Blood of Christ shed for you.
Grant
forgiveness of all your sins.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Taking to the cross offering.